سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد.
Here you will notice that the first te in hammalata, this is te mu'annas, te tanis. So hammalatal. But the second one, ta, hatab. Now you have here ta and you have a qalqala. So please listen carefully.
Wam ra'atuhu hammalatal hatab. في جيدها حبل من مسد.
Please repeat with me.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب. ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب. سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد.
In the حب there is a qalqala because that echoing sound is repeated here because the ba is ساكن. So we say حبل
من مسد.
Let's go a little further. We come to Surah An-Nasr.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath. Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath. Wa ra'aytan الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
We notice here that there is a mad in جاء. So we say إذا جاء نصر الله. This would be wrong. Many of us would read this إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. Should this be the case, then we have violated several principles here. It says here, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. You have to be careful about the swat, you have to be careful about the Allah, which is supposed to be full mouth. And you got to be careful about the hair in the
وَالْفَتْحِ. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجَا.
يَدْخُلُونَ. This dal again is one of the letters of the qalqala, qutbu jadin. So the dal will have to have a qalqala.
Yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir. Innahu kana tawwaba.
Now here in this particular verse you got fasabbih
hi fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfirhu innahu kana tawwaba.
Now tawwab, now the waw has got a tashdeed, so we have to read it very very carefully by saying tawwaba. From here, we go a little further to Suratul Kafirun, the surah depicting the rejectors and their rejection, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to them.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون.
You will notice here in that ya there is a mad. On that kafirun, there's an alif. On the la a'budu, there is a mad. Now, we should be very careful here, because this whole surah has got a negative and a positive aspect. When we say la a'budu, it means I do not worship. So there is some emphasis on that la. As a result of this, both the recitation and the meaning of it should correspond. So we say qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Now all those brothers who read this qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, qul ya ayyuhal kafir, qul ya. Now qul is absolutely wrong, as said to you in the beginning. This is the big qaf, and as a result its pronunciation should be retained. Qul. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun la alif and ayn. La a'budu ma ta'budun wa la antum 'abidun ma a'bud. Look at the mads and look at the alifs. Please do not think that these are not important. In fact, they are very, very important. Wa la antum 'abidun ma a'bud. وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ. Here, وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ. Again, we have the idgham. The dal after abid has got a tanween, and thereafter meem has come. So it becomes, we will not read it as عَابِدٌ, and then say مَا عَبَدْتُمْ. But the dun and the ma would idgham. That means they would submerge. And it would become abidum bidum ma abadtum. Now here you have got a dal and you have got a te. The dal has got its qalqala, and yet it is joined with the te. So a particular pronunciation takes place. Wala ana abidum ma abadtum. ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين لكم دينكم ولي دين. So when we shall recite it, please once again recite with me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر. Here is سورة الكوثر. The first verse has it with the alif and the ayn and the ta and the thi. Inna, now inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna shani'aka shani'aka inna shani'aka huwal abtar huwal abtar. The bay has a qalqala. Please read with me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله المولانا العلي العظيم. Whenever you finish reciting the Quran and learning your sabak, It is very, very important to ask the little children to recite a dua. And the dua of the Quran should be always Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayh. Allahumma anis وحشتي في قبري اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت وعلمني منه ما جهلت وارزقني تلاوته أناء الليل وأناء النهار واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين.